Chapter 4. After Baifeng Mountain. Summary. Lan Xichun finds his brother the morning after the 51st World Championships. Takes place after Chapter 12. Lan Xichun knows something is very, very wrong when he knocks at the door to his brother's room and gets nothing. Wang Ji, he calls through the wood. Open up, the driver's here. Still no response. Lan Xichun knocks a little harder. Wang Ji, come on, he wheedles, even as his gut turns with foreboding. Don't tell me you've got your rival in there or something. Immediately, the door swings open to reveal that no, his brother does not have his rival with him. But his brother's eyes are bloodshot, his face unusually red and blotchy. He ducks his head behind his hair as if to hide his unseemliness. And Lan Xichun's stomach lurches again as realization strikes him. It's okay, he says, hand moving to his brother's shoulder, but hovering just a couple inches away, unsure. Lan Wangji looks away, and Lan Xichun sighs, folding his hands behind his back as he walks to the window, deliberately looking out at the rolling green of Baifeng Mountain's forests. You don't have to explain. Lan Wangji hums, almost in relief. There's the sound of fumbling, of the zippers on his suitcase closing. I am ready, brother, he says after a moment. I apologize for my delay. Lan Xichun turns from the window, takes in the sight of his brother standing there with his suitcase, his guqin in its case on his back, his sword by his side. If it had not been for the puffiness of his eyes, he'd almost look like the end of any other competition. Lan Xichun remembers the last time he'd seen his brother openly cry. He'd never thought he'd see such a pitiful thing again. You don't have to explain, he repeats. But tell me, do I need to hurt anyone? He remembers Lan Wangji showing up to their apartment with a pair of rabbits he'd wanted to call Wang and Xian. He remembers Lan Wangji shoving the order for the black Dizi into his hands, bright eyes plaintive in a way he hadn't seen since they were children. He remembers Lan Wangji frustratedly pacing the floor before the infirmary at Lotus Pier, practically ranting, though to others it would have just looked like one sentence, about the impertinence of the new senior cultivator, about his unconventional background and tendencies to question authority. He also remembers how Lan Wangji had looked at his first Olympic gold, a shining but expected debut on top of a mountain of gold from juniors, and exhaled with a sense of resignation that should have never come from someone who had just won Olympic gold. I must try harder, says Lan Wangji after a moment. I do not think he understands. Is anyone who makes you cry worth it? Wonders Lan Xichun. Lan Wangji glares at him. Mama was worth it, too. Yes, because she was your mother. Lan Xichun sighs, striding towards the door. But this is different, Chan Chan. You don't have to like him so much. Do you think I have not tried? Wonders Lan Wangji coldly. Lan Xichun takes the door handle. You'll see him again at the Olympics, he muses, as he holds the door for his brother, taking his suitcase for him as well. Maybe you can clear the air then. Tell him there was a misunderstanding. Explain how you feel. And Lan Wangji checks his mobile. Where is our driver? At the front, says Lan Xichun, leading him down the corridor. I bet Beng Beng misses you. The faintest hint of a smile twitches at Lan Wangji's mouth, and as far as Lan Xichun's concerned, that's more than enough.